only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, big riggers. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk about all things trucking. What's going on with Route 65 South above and below Indianapolis, Indiana? Two more truckers died in a collision of three tractor trailers on Interstate 65 in southern Indiana this past Monday night. Before we get into it, please remember to like, subscribe, and click that notification bell. If you wish, you can view my YouTube channel at Jim Campbell Trucking, or you can listen to my podcast on your favorite podcast player at Jim Campbell Trucking. This video is a very, very important one because of the serious nature. Please watch or listen to this episode to the very end, as we're going to be discussing once again a very, very serious topic. State Police crash reconstruction investigators from the Indiana State Police are investigating a three-vehicle crash that occurred on Route 65 South, which is just south of Austin, Indiana, located about 35 miles north of Louisville, Kentucky. The crash and truck fire occurred on Route 65 South near the 33-mile marker just south of the Austin exit. Upon arriving on the scene, police and emergency personnel found three tractor trailers blocking both lanes of traffic, and two of those trucks were on fire. The crash is still under investigation. However, based on preliminary examination, crash reconstruction investigators believe a white Volvo tractor trailer in the driving lane stopped in traffic due to construction near the 31-mile marker. A short time later, a second southbound tractor trailer also stopped because of the same construction. However, a third southbound tractor trailer failed to stop and collided with the second truck. That collision, in turn, pushed the second truck into the trailer of the first truck. Both the second and third trucks immediately caught fire after the crash. Both drivers in the second and third tractors died at the scene, and the driver in the sleeper berth of the third truck was flown to University Hospital in Louisville with severe burns. Traffic on Route 65 South was diverted off of the interstate at the Austin exit, exit 34, and rerouted to U.S. Route 31 South during the investigation and ensuing cleanup. Now, both lanes remained closed for hours. However, finally, workers opened up the right lane as the Indiana Department of Transportation continued to work on repairs to the road surface. Now, check out this report.
Also tonight at 5, fire consumes two semis after a three-truck crash just before midnight north of Louisville on I-65.
Two drivers died. A third is now in the hospital. It happened at mile marker 33 on I-65 heading toward Louisville, just south of Austin, Indiana. WHAS 11's Ian Hardwit and photojournalist Paul Landers visited the scene of the accident, where traffic is now flowing again.
I-65 South fully reopened after a three-semi-truck collision caught two of those vehicles on fire. An Indiana State Police early investigation shows that the first truck was stopped, the second slowing down when a third slammed into it, catching trucks 2 and 3 on fire.
Both drivers in the flaming semi-trucks died. The scorched earth left behind reveals the fire spilled out into the median. You can see smoke and a coalition of local fire departments fighting the blaze in these photos provided by ISP right at the mile 33 marker north of Scottsburg. 12 hours after the late Monday night crash, the Indiana Department of Transportation finished road cleanup, unclogging the interstate traffic jam after routing vehicles through nearby Austin, Indiana for most of the morning. Cleanup began with the sunrise. As crews dismantled the wreckage, ISP Sergeant Kerry Hull shared how police believe the collision happened just before midnight.
There was construction southbound I-65 near the Scottsburg exit. Traffic was actually stopped and backed up.
That's when police say truck 3 collided with truck 2, catching both on fire, pushing them into truck 1, which stopped for the construction.
There was actually another driver, a third driver, in the sleeper of the third truck who was flown to University Hospital in Louisville with severe burns. So it's just a tragic crash all the way around.
A chain reaction of tragedy that happened too fast for anyone to get out of the way.
Now, this is another case of distracted driving, which resulted in the needless death of others. For some reason, Route 65 South, above and below Indianapolis, continues to be prone to distracted driving incidences. Just 5 months ago, another tractor-trailer accident occurred due to distracted driving and claimed the life of a truck driver when a UPS tractor-trailer failed to realize that traffic was at a standstill and he plowed in the back of a tractor-trailer and caused a chain reaction.
While police were investigating the initial crash, a UPS semi-truck driver slammed into three other stopped semi-trucks and caught fire.
Don't know exactly what happened, but apparently didn't see the stop traffic. Don't believe that he slowed down, struck that third semi-truck in the back, and that resulted in a fatality of that driver.
A passenger in the sleeper cabin of the semi was taken to University Hospital and is in stable condition.
And yet another accident due to distracted driving occurred last year on 65 South near Indianapolis when a Weston Transportation tractor-trailer plowed into stopped traffic and caused a chain reaction that ended up involving eight vehicles in all and killed a mother and her twin 18-month-old toddlers. Unreal. Look at this.
In a 41 Action News investigation, the semi-truck involved in a fiery crash that killed a mom and her 18-month-old twin daughters. She was cited last year for unsafe driving.
The accident happened on Sunday in Indianapolis. The company's based out of North Kansas City, though. New here at 6, 41 Action News investigator Andy Alcock did some digging into the company's background.
Yeah, Kristen and Kevin, we found through records we obtained, Weston Transportation has received at least 20 violations over the past several years, which include unsafe driving, following too close, and speeding.
Indiana State Police identified the semi-truck driver as Bruce Pollard. Pollard told police a car not involved in the crash cut him off, which forced him to slam on his brakes before he ran into the stopped traffic in front of him. Investigators say it appears he was speeding at the time of the collision. In all, eight vehicles were involved. Alana Coons and her daughters were killed when their car burst into flames. Police arrested Pollard Sunday on preliminary charges of 3 counts of reckless homicide and 5 counts of criminal recklessness causing injury. While the crash happened in Indianapolis, the company, Weston Transportation, is based out of North Kansas City. We did some digging and found the truck or license plate involved in the crash was cited last year for unsafe driving. It's unclear if Pollard was behind the wheel at the time. Federal records do not indicate who was driving. And according to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, the Missouri license plate for Pollard's semi-truck was also cited in 2018 for unsafe driving in Michigan due to following too close. That same truck license plate number received a driver fitness violation just a few months later.
Now, it's important to note, not every violation results in a traffic ticket, and Weston Transportation has not received any acute or critical violations since 2017. When reached by phone, a company manager did not want to comment.
Distracted driving has got to stop. Distractions for any driver comes in many forms, from texting and driving to eating or drinking while driving. Even something as simple as adjusting the radio or checking your GPS can take a driver's attention away from the road. In the case of truck drivers, distractions can be especially dangerous due to the size and weight of the vehicles involved. A moment of distraction can lead to a devastating accident that affects not only the driver, but others on the road as well. To prevent truck accidents caused by distraction, it's important to identify the common distraction factors. By recognizing these factors, trucking companies and drivers can take steps to minimize the distractions and improve safety on the road. When it comes to traffic accidents and truck accidents, several common denominators come into play, which cause the trucker to lose focus on the road. Some of the most common distractions truck drivers face include cell phone use. Using a cell phone while driving is a major distraction and one of the leading causes of large truck accidents. Texting while driving is especially dangerous because it takes the driver's eyes off the road, their hands off the wheel, and their mind off driving. Even using a hands-free device can be a distraction. Driver fatigue. Driver fatigue is another common distraction that can cause accidents. Impairment is another reason. For truck drivers, it's illegal to drive with a blood alcohol content, a BAC, of 0.04 or higher. GPS systems can be a helpful tool for truck drivers, but they can also be a big-time distraction. Fiddling with a GPS system while driving can take your eyes off the road and cause an accident. Other distractions such as eating or drinking while driving, adjusting the radio, playing with any other control, or talking to passengers are distractions can lead to horrific truck crashes. There are some serious penalties for truck drivers that are caught driving while distracted. Drivers can be fined up to $2,750 per distracted occurrence, and repeat offenses will result in the driver being disqualified or put out of service for up to 120 days. The driver's employer can also be fined up to $11,000 per incident, and if they knowingly allow or require a driver to use a handheld device while driving, they're in big time trouble. Two serious traffic violations within a 3-year period will result in a driver getting his CDL disqualified for 60 days. Three violations in a 3-year period will put the driver out of service for 120 days, and additionally, the driver will be subject to hefty civil fines. Now, the FMCSA, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, commissioned a study that was done through the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute that investigated just how much of a risk distracted driving is to truck drivers. They found out they were able to estimate that a driver that takes his eyes off the road for between 3.8 and 4.6 seconds and he's driving 55 miles an hour, he would drive approximately 300 feet over that time span of his taking his eye off the road. Thusly, it's not a huge leap to say that most, if not all, crashes with truck drivers plowing into stopped traffic was the result of distracted driving. In the end, these crashes often end the driver's career and possibly his life and the life of others. Please, 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 never forget or lose sight of the fact that you are piloting an 80,000-pound missile flying down the highway, and that 80,000-pound missile has the ability to do a lot of damage and must be treated with the utmost respect. All right, my friends, thank you very much. Remember to like, subscribe, click that notification bell. And once again, if you prefer to listen to my podcast, you can do so at Jim Campbell Trucking on your favorite podcast player. Thanks a lot. Take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.